Many parents fear the day they have to talk to their kids about reproductive health. But the very talk you may be avoiding with your child could save your family tree. Dr. Ryan Pasternak gave more insight on just how important having the talk with our children really is.
Ryan, what do I need to know as a parent about adolescent reproductive health?
Good question. I think the key thing to know is that all adolescents are exploring themselves and their relationships, exploring what makes them a unique individual, but also how they relate to other peers and to society as a whole, and reproductive health is part of that. I think as parents, we sort of have a little bit of a divided view on how to address these issues with adolescents. On the one hand, if we project into the future, we imagine being grandparents and having grandchildren and those sorts of things, but find that having conversations about reproductive health during our children's adolescence is a difficult topic. Mm-hmm. And so I think one of the key things to do is to just start having the conversation.
So that conversation, what's a good way to start it?
Yeah, that's a question I get a lot from parents, or sometimes I have to admit I push on them a little bit. I think the first thing is to just set aside time on a regular basis and just have the talk, just begin to discuss. Otherwise, what tends to happen is the conversations come as a reaction to something else.
Is there a time that's possibly too young to be having that talk?
Not really. I think that, you know, we definitely, the American Academy of Pediatrics expects us as clinicians to be talking about things like sexual health, STI prevention, contraception, and those sorts of things with our patients definitely by age 12. So I would say as a parent, to begin just talking about healthy relationships with peers and friends and what that means, and boundaries is an important part of sexual and reproductive health relationships as well. Talking about those, you know, even with 7, 8, 9-year-olds is important.
So why do I really need to have this talk? I mean, aren't they getting this in school?
So one thing that we know is that many adolescents aren't getting the information that they need to make healthy decisions in school and other places on a consistent basis. The other thing that we see is that adolescents do have a lot of influence is exerted on them by their peers. And we understand that. I think parents are okay talking about peer pressure when it comes to things like drugs or, you know, not doing this or that, but it's a little more difficult for them to discuss peer pressure or peer influence when it comes to relationships. As parents, though, we continue to maintain a really strong influence in our children's lives. And I would say that is the most important reason to have the conversation.
That's great. And we can find all of those links on the Children's Coalition website as well, if you are listening. Just one final question.
Sure.
This STI versus STD, why the change?
Right. So I think that the main issue there, the CDC and other groups really started to think about these things. We really wanted to call them infections. Many of them can be disease states, but they're transmissible infections that we oftentimes can prevent or can treat and cure in some cases, as opposed to disease states that maybe has a little more stigma.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Ryan. I feel better equipped to start the talk.
Thank you.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life magazine. Find out more at KEDM.org.